This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, Conrad, your Friday staple here on The Sweet Spot. We will have Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up in just a little bit, but let's throw it back to Monto as he guides us through the other e-brakes that you did not hear on the Musers this Friday morning. Monto.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have plenty to get to here. We have six candidates this week, and a lot of them are draft-related because we know there was a lot of good norm ones that didn't make the proper e-break, so we'll make sure to get to those here. But candidate number one here is the morning board op, Tyler Samsel, who got caught in a classic case of not listening.
That week of April is really bad.
Oklahoma you got City bombing.
Yeah.
Branch Davidians.
Hitler's birthday and Virginia Tech shooting, I think, is in that. Mm-hmm. And the Titanic sinking.
14th was Lincoln's assassination.
Was it really?
April 14th.
Dang. What's with that? Because it seems like such a happy time, right? It's April. You got spring happening. People should be happy.
Columbine also.
Jeez Louise.
Bay of Pigs invasion, 1906 San Francisco earthquake.
Holy mackerel.
Deep Horizon oil spill.
What?
The
Why
West
is that?
Fertilizer plant explosion just down 35.
Dang. That was that week, too, yeah. Around that time.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned that.
As I just said.
As we just said.
I'll see myself out.
No, stay. We need you.
Boy, the meekest.
Oklahoma City. Pizza.
Better than that.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Pizza in Oklahoma City.
He was a little fortunate.
Sports.
Because I myself have been a victim on the Musers of not listening. And it usually doesn't go that smoothly. They just don't laugh it off quite that easily.
It feels worse when you're the board op. Or if you're on that side of the glass and you pop in with, oh, I've got a good point here. How about this one? And they're like, I just said that.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Yes, as I just said.
Thank you, Brad.
And it feels worse when you're the board op, too.
Yeah.
Ham. Love ham.
All right. There is candidate number one, Tyler Samsel. So candidate number two.
You're so a show meta.
You're a genius.
So much.
All right, there is candidate number one. Candidate number two is a back-to-back norm. As, of course, he was a part of draft coverage, and I love that anytime Norm's on air, you're guaranteed an e-break. Gross.
Mm. What was that, Norm?
Oh, man.
Is that from his mouth? Where is that coming from?
You can just hear the what eyes rolling part? Back in his head. Oh, no.
Record scratch.
Yeah, some poor girls on the receiving end of that. So, the back-to-back norm here is from draft coverage. The first one we played earlier this week, we've actually played both of these. This was when he had an odd note about a Cowboys draft pick.
Nathan Thomas, tackle, Louisiana.
Let's see if I can find this dude.
Let's
talk
all
about
raise,
something.
Yeah, let's
How's
all
your
raise
garage,
to see
Donnie?
If we can
Tell
talk.
Us about your garage.
I will not. I will refuse to talk about my garage, sir. And you can't make me.
Dane Brugler had Nathan Thomas as his 16th offensive tackle, a fifth-round grade, so pretty good value.
That's pretty good.
6'5", 332. A five-year senior.
There's at the end of the Brugler write-up, though, there's this line in blackface print.
Wait, hold on.
Let's
not draft this guy then.
No, I don't think it's. Oh, no.
Bold.
No, it is not.
So is that part of his weaknesses or strengths?
I tell you what. The draft edition of the E-Break is going to be all Norm. And
I'm
that was
backing away.
Yeah.
It says overall, Thomas had sloppy tendencies.
Yeah, we were reading from the same profile, and I was skimming through. I was like, I don't see anything about that.
Tell us about your garage is also very choose energy of Norm.
That's a cheap
Tell
band
us
trick.
About your garage.
I mean, my car's in there. I have a dangling tennis ball, so I don't go too far.
That's I have a yellow very, fridge.
That's a very old invasion callback to Donovan not cleaning out his garage.
Okay.
And Norm will often go to that well for some reason.
Well, that's candidate number two. Norm, like I said, candidate number three. He made an unfortunate joke about a dead cowboy.
Has there been an organization since Jason Witten that has spent more second-round draft picks on tight ends than the Cowboys?
So they could run 12 personnel.
I mean, Anthony Pisano.
I'm not justifying this. I'm explaining.
Yeah, where is Gavin Escobar now?
Norm. You might want to walk that one back a bit.
I don't know what to do with that comment.
Someone needed a tight end.
So running backs, huh?
We're going to take a break here, and we're all going
How about those running backs?
Tyrone Tracy.
Send a ham to the family and friends.
Norm, my God.
Don't be dearly departed.
Well, Norm is back.
Just wondering.
Yeah, where is
he's
he now?
Dead. I wonder if that was intentional.
I think it was. The more I listen to it, the more it feels like he was trying to... Because he went to it twice.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't normally make jokes about people dying. That's why it's a little out of character.
Huh? He's been away from the station for a while. Maybe he's trying some new comedic tactics. I don't know.
All right.
He probably had it written down on his iPad. Mention Gavin Escobar with tight ends.
He's dead. A name or a mark right through it so he knows he's dead.
Yep. Used it.
All right. After that one, pal.
Okay. Candidate number four here. This is also from draft coverage, but I'm going to put this one on the milkman, Joe Lecce, because we had confusion on when to go to break. Oh. Bob thought they were going to break. Donovan kept going.
This was segment number one on Saturday.
And there was a lot of confusion, so I'm going to put this on Joe Lecce, but still, hilarity ensues.
And frankly, if I may admit, my lack of familiarity with the type of linebackers that were slated for round five to fully know whether they had great wisdom or not, you know? And I guess today we'll tell that story. They might not even know right now. All right. Well, apparently, I stopped us down there.
Oh, no. I just didn't know who. I'll go if we have the time.
Well, we do. We do have the time. So if you want to jump in,
well, I've got a few hours.
In fact, all day, just jump in.
No, I think
I can't see any of you. So
assert yourself.
I think we're being summoned to take a break. So when we come back, I will say
you just inserted yourself
what I have to say.
Time. Now we're going to break.
It's day three. What do you expect, David?
All right. Apparently, we're going to knock out a break, and we will do that.
You know the drill.
Everybody, hold your thoughts. But I will say from now on, if you got something to say, the breaks can wait.
Let me tell you something.
That is what we're going to do on draft day. We're going to give the content, and then we'll do the breaks when we have time.
That was 11:10 when this coverage started at 11.
What a mess. I'm already annoyed.
And I think... So Lecce told Donovan, who was sitting where you sit,
yeah,
it's like, hey, we need to break. I don't know if he told Bob that or not, because Bob was handling the formatic, so I think Bob was going to send it to break.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of...
Bob just wrapped up a point and thought...
We'll figure it out.
And the silence you hear is nobody talking when Joe is probably talking in everybody's ear to tell them to go to break.
Yeah.
All right, there's Joe Lecce. He's candidate number four. Number five here... is Mark Folliwell, this from the Mavs postgame show.
Whoa.
He was already, this was after the big momentum argument that we had, that I don't know that I'm going to be able to put in today when we have enough time.
Very feisty Folliwell.
So he was ramped up, and like a annoyed father, he gets annoyed at Brian here, who's trying to get his attention. We'll hear from Jason Kidd next segment. Have us hear what he said. I'm sure Tim or... the other Tim or someone will ask him why there were no big men present there as James Harden was able to close the door on the Mavs with a bunch of floaters. But Kyrie Irving goes for 40 points.
Brian, what's your question? Brian has a question right now.
Turn it to NBA TV.
Oh, can somebody turn it to NBA TV? I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that. You don't know how to use a remote?
I don't have a remote.
I don't know what channel it is.
I know my role. I got it.
Yeah.
I don't know what channel. All right. He kept snapping at you. Know, I was like, what are we doing?
It's just finally, it's like, just ask me the damn question on the air. Who gives a crap whether or not you asked it on the damn air or not?
That was good work from DJ right there, too.
Yeah.
Very good work by DJ.
He knew his role.
You motivated him.
Yeah.
You can hear DJ. Brian snapping at the beginning.
Folliwell was about to turn that post-game show right around and go home.
Yeah, he almost went nuclear.
Wasn't that right? That was right after the momentum thing, but it was like the break right before, right? So you guys were building off of all this argument and tension into that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What game was it? Game
four.
Four? Okay. Yeah, so, game. Yeah, there was some tension.
All right, the last one here is maybe my favorite. This was DJ Ringenberg not understanding his assignment and pulling the wrong audio.
Love it. So we had a, what is the Atlanta Brothers comment?
Yeah, I don't know. This was one that Dave sent, and I was trying to figure it out.
Huh.
And I think this might be what he was talking about.
Pick just came in for the Cardinals, I believe. The rubber band man, Tip Raymond, out of Illinois.
Why are you laughing?
My two Atlanta brothers got me on that one. I called him the rubber band man. It is not because of that, but it is because he's a TIP coming at you from the VIP.
No. A little interesting.
No, that wasn't it. That
what was it?
It was from our coverage.
Well, you got to tell me that. You just said we need picks 80 whatever.
I meant from our coverage. Why would I?
How am I supposed to know that?
Go through 3 days of audio, DJ, and find it.
I was giving you reference points for when during our broadcast it might be.
You just picked a random network?
That's why I had no idea what he was looking for. He just said we need picks 62, 82, and 86 and nothing else.
But do you think it'd be the one that he was on?
I had no idea. No clue.
So the Rosengarten you pulled from whatever broadcast that was too?
Yeah.
No way.
Again, couldn't figure out why you wanted this because it wasn't funny at all.
Wait. Number one. You didn't think that we were going to make fun of Craig Rosengarten?
I had no idea.
When Roger Rosengarten, his nephew, was drafted?
Awesome. He gets so defensive.
My God.
My DJ right there. All right. Let's get speedboating going here. Was it Tyler, Norm Gavin Escobar, Norm Blackface, Joe Lecce, Mark Followell, or DJ? I'll get us going. I'm going to vote for DJ. Sean.
I'm going to go Camp Town Hitzkus.
Those were both good, but I got to go DJ.
All right.
That was the whole segment.
Damn.
Blackface Norm.
I would also like to vote for DJ.
All right. DJ Ringenberg wins the NIT break.
Look at that.
That is his second all-time.
Number two.
Congratulations, DJ. You're going to have a great show today. And thank you, Justin. It's 252. Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.